Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Welcome back on this Wednesday afternoon. In studio with us is Brian Waller. I've been looking forward to this for some time. We're going to be talking about technology, and if you heard the stock market report that we just did, it was the NASDAQ that was up by over 1% today, due largely in part to some great news from Apple and some of the other technology stocks that are out there. Brian, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to see you again, my friend. It's been some time.
Michael, it's always a pleasure to be in studio.
You know, this really is interesting how we were just talking with Lance Hansen from RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts about framers and builders and this trades and those kinds of things. Now we're transitioning into technology. Mm-hmm. But they do have something in common. Can't find enough people.
Absolutely.
What's going on?
You know, access to talent is, in any industry, it's the most important thing.
Right.
And absolutely in the technology industry, access to talent is going to be our barometer whether we're really successful in the future or we fall short. And so that comes from a lot of different angles. It means giving our kids the tools that are in the K-12 programs now to be creators of technology, not just consumers of technology. Mm. But it also means us raising our national profile in the tech industry so people want to move here and create technology solutions.
You know, you say that, Brian, and this is really interesting. So many countries, for one reason or another, and I'm never quite sure, but we look at our friends in India. We look at our friends in other foreign countries who are known for these tech giants. I mean, they're just H-1B visas are a big thing. You know, get folks over here that understand it. With all the education, with all of the utilization of technology, you would think that we would be having all kinds of homegrown talent here.
Yeah, you talk to any CEO that travels the globe, but they know the best innovation happens here right in the United States.
Right.
And we think some of the best innovation in all industries happens in Iowa. So that's a big deal. If they're going to Pune, India, or other places, that's a cost deal. But I think I would blow your mind with the technology solutions that are being created in finances at Principal Financial Group here, or at Wellmark through the insurance industry, or at Unity Point Health. All of these individuals and CIOs, chief information officers, are on our board and are really driving this industry. So I agree. We hear about offshoring a lot, but
That's cost and price, right?
That's cost and price. That's what's driving that, not the skill. But you have to understand the innovation comes here. The ideas come here. The framework comes here. And sometimes we need, to your point about the houses, the framers to put up the building in the technology world. But, you know, we're doing some great technology solutions in all industries here. But like anything, we need more people and more talent to make that happen.
It's really astounding. You know, it wasn't that long ago, Brian Waller, that we were out there going, you know, don't come here. We don't have any jobs. There was just a dearth out there. And all of a sudden, over the past 5 years, things have just exploded, especially here in the Des Moines metro. And you are the leader for the Iowa Technology Association. So you've got your finger on the pulse, I would imagine, on all of these things. What are the things that you're hearing from your membership and from the individuals that are associated with the Technology Association of Iowa? What are they telling you?
You know, the reoccurring theme, which we love, is that companies are all becoming technology companies in the state of Iowa.
You
think about Hy-Vee and Come & Go and Kinsey Manufacturing, Rockwell Collins, Principal, they're all technology companies. And what we're seeing is people adopting the behaviors of technology companies. And that means putting a high emphasis, again, on getting people that are creators of technology, not just consumers, but also, you know, artificial intelligence, automation. Think about what that's going to do to our manufacturing industry. And that's all reliant on technology. So even more importance. We're seeing people put a high level of importance on data analytics, which is a whole new realm. So sure. Iowa State University and University of Iowa and other colleges are spinning up data analytics programs, which is kind of a little bit of technology and a little bit of Curious George to figure out how we analyze all this data. And so what you're seeing is just a move from every industry in the state to become a technology industry company.
And those types of things really work in the marketing areas of every single company that we run into, because they're all concerned about about the demographics that they're reaching and who's consuming their information and how are they consuming the information and what tools are they utilizing to get
secure?
That. Yeah, right. Is it secure? All kinds of things. And we have seen this groundswell of interest in the numbers portion and then better understanding what's going on behind the numbers. And I think it's fascinating stuff. It really is. And it has turned so much of what we do in our marketing and advertising agency around because it gives us a clearer picture of who's doing what and why they're doing it. When we talk about the Technology Association of Iowa, who are the players in that?
It's a great question. I believe as president of the Technology Association of Iowa, I have the best job in the state. You think about the people I get to hang out with. It's the peer network of chief information officers, chief technology officers, chief information security officers, and those individuals.
Right.
In the old days, those individuals were just told to go
back
off
in the
and
corner.
Build, yeah, back in the corner, go build a website.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, these individuals are becoming CEOs of the companies.
Yeah.
When you sit down of any Fortune 500 company or any company, think about Unity Point Health, data security is number one top of mind of any board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so where I'm seeing this evolution of these individuals that were thought of as a cost center, but now they're an absolute value add for the company. And so who are our members? There are all of the leaders in technology of all the big companies, but also encompasses a lot of mid-tier companies and a lot of startup companies. A lot of the innovation that we're getting and a lot of the new companies we're getting. Think of Dwolla here. That's
sure.
That's double downing on Des Moines to build their presence here in the finance industry. You're just seeing technology solutions all throughout that. And every industry, every company that you can think of, they're represented on our board or as our membership.
You know, not very long ago, we had Patrick Dixon from Shazam.
Yep.
And we were talking about that technology, 43 years old. Can you imagine
Absolutely.
That? And that was born and raised here in Des Moines.
Yeah.
And it is pretty startling when you think about this is a payment structure system. You mentioned mm-hmm. Dwolla,
sure.
And I had to bring this up because people, I don't think, you know, all the shiny lights are over here. But when you take a look at what the heck they're doing and how they're working with locally owned banks mm-hmm. and how they're processing payments and the costs,
yeah.
and they're really working on volume versus one-time charges, which is sort of what Ben's doing over
yeah,
at Dwolla.
I agree. And Shazam's another one of those companies.
Yeah.
Great member, great supporter. And in the cybersecurity world, they're really the authority. And, you know, I'm a son of a local banker back in Sioux City, Iowa. Shazam's been around in my life. And actually, you bring them up, you know, they've been securely moving funds for close to 40 years.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and their CIO, Terry Dooley, has large part of his hands in that. But they're a company that, you know, you go back, Iowa has just for a lot of years created technology solutions in insurance, in agriculture, and you bring up Shazam in the finance industry. They have been creating technology solutions for almost four decades.
And I think that is something that we need to lift up and continually lift up because some people, you know, they just don't get the big picture sometimes about what all is possible here in Iowa. And it's not only happening here in Des Moines, which is curious. There's some pockets, aren't there, all across the state.
Absolutely. You look at my old stomping grounds of Northwest Iowa. You look at Wells Blue Bunny Dairy up there in Lamar's, Iowa, the largest ice cream manufacturer in the world. Their CIO, Ryan Skop, is heavily involved in our association and putting on the Iowa Technology Summit coming up in September. But they make business decisions on ice cream based on data, based on technology. When their automation process on the manufacturing floor happens, that's all technology related. So,
and that speaks to another area, and we're going to talk about this, the Iowa Technology Association event that's coming up. But one of the things that I think lots of people need to start to understand is that the jobs that we used to have mm-hmm. In manufacturing and in industry – those have given way largely to technology jobs, and one person is now doing the job of 5, 10, 15 people because of automation and technology, right?
Sure. Absolutely. We're seeing that in all industries, which means we need a pivot in our K-12 programming, the way we talk about technology. You need to know the vocabulary of the tribe. I'm a liberal arts major that graduated from Colorado State University. So for me, if I knew the vocabulary of the technology industry, maybe I could be a project manager. Maybe I could be in sales. Maybe I could be a leader of an organization. And so what we want is kids to not only know the ones and zeros of computer programming and coding, we want them to know the language. What does cloud computing mean? What does cybersecurity mean? What does legacy transformation of your cloud computing and backup servers mean? That language, that vocabulary is what we need kids to know.
Well, one of the ways that people can know more about this is through the Iowa Technology Association's upcoming event. Talk about that for just a moment.
Like a true, wonderful radio man. That's a great pivot, Michael. The Iowa Technology Summit, September 25th and 26th in downtown Des Moines. This is going to bring together 500 people. This is going to bring together the who's who in Iowa technology. I'm talking every Fortune 500 company, every startup. If you've had a hand in technology leadership in the state of Iowa, you're going to come and share best practices. So we hope to lift up this technology industry in the state of Iowa. The four things that we're covering are cybersecurity, technology innovation, leadership, cloud computing, and we're really excited that our keynote speaker on September 26th is former White House CIO Teresa Payton.
Really?
She's the first woman to hold that job. And think about securing the information and the data of the White House. That's a big job, and they'll keynoting.
I think maybe she's got a job waiting for her in the White House.
Perhaps, we could use some of that, absolutely. But she tells a story, you know, when the president moves on Air Force One becomes the White House.
Yeah.
So she had to secure moving transportation. She'd have to secure all over the globe as the president does. So we're going to get a little background from one of the leaders there, but a female leader, which is so important to us that we encourage women and minorities to get into this industry. We need more diversity in technology in the state of Iowa.
Brian Waller, ladies and gentlemen, talking about the Technology Association of Iowa, some things that you perhaps didn't know about technology and what's happening right here in the homebrewed area of Des Moines. Thank you so much, Brian, for doing this.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. All right, we will have links to all of that up on the radio blog so you know where to go and what to do. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the News Hour, for Lance Hansen, who was earlier with us, Brian Waller from the Technology Association of Iowa, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer, the voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is, of course, Jimmy Olson. Program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood, the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. And, yes, the station manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvaux. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. with more of the Business News Hour. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.